People Have Their Say, text by Nicholas Brush. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Introduction. There are many ways in which people have their say about how they are governed. These range from common activities that most people do, like voting, to less common activities, like joining a political party. Whichever way people choose to express their views, each way has the same purpose: to enable members of the community to participate in the democratic process. Chapter 2. A Short History of Democracy. Democracy is a system of government. It involves members of the community having a say in the way they are governed. The ancient Greeks are believed to be the first people to form a democratic society, about 2,600 years ago. The word democracy comes from the Greek words demos, which means the people, and kratein, which means to rule. So democracy means rule by the people. Later, the ancient Romans took some aspects of Greek democracy to form their own type of democracy. When the Roman Empire ended about 1,600 years ago, democracy almost ended as well. During the 1600s, democracy appeared again. The general population in several European countries started to rise up against their leaders, who ruled without giving the population a say. In 1649, King Charles I of England became the first major ruler in Europe to be overthrown and executed by beheading. The execution of King Charles I led to the formation of an English government based on democratic ideas. Other European countries followed, including France. Then, democracy gradually spread throughout much of Europe and further around the world. Chapter 3. Voting. There are many ways in which members of a community participate in a democratic society. The most common way is by voting. People vote by going to a polling booth and choosing someone to be their representative in government. In some countries, people vote by writing a number or putting a tick next to a person's name on a piece of paper. In other countries, people vote by pulling a lever to indicate which candidate they prefer. In still other countries, people vote using a small machine that punches a hole in a piece of cardboard next to the name of a candidate. 18 or 21. In some democratic countries, people are eligible to vote at age 18. In other democratic countries, people are eligible to vote at age 21. People younger than 18 are not considered to be mature enough to help decide who should run the government of a country. Compulsory or voluntary? In some democratic countries, like Australia, voting is compulsory. This means that people who are eligible to vote must do so, otherwise they will be fined. In other democratic countries, like the United States, voting is voluntary. This means that people who are eligible to vote can decide whether or not they want to vote in a particular election. Chapter 4. Joining a political party. Voting may be the most common way people have a say in the way they are governed, but it isn't the only way. People who have an interest in government and politics have the opportunity to join a political party. This enables them to have a say in the policies that their preferred political party takes to an election. For example, if a person disagrees with his or her preferred party's view on a particular issue, like immigration or taxation, he or she can speak up at meetings and try to get other members of the party to help change the policy. A political party should follow the policies that the majority of its members want. Choosing a candidate. Members of political parties are responsible for choosing the people who will try to represent the party in Parliament. The members choose their candidate and then help to campaign for that candidate at an election. In the lead-up to an election, this help includes putting leaflets into letterboxes, putting up posters in their neighbourhood, handing out leaflets at the polling booth, scrutineering involves overseeing the counting of ballot papers when the voting has finished. It also involves making sure that officials counting the ballot papers don't make a mistake that costs the scrutineer's preferred candidate any votes. Chapter 5. Public meetings and protests. Some people want to get involved in certain political issues rather than with a political party. These people can go to public meetings or public protests. A public meeting involves the discussion of a particular issue. For example, the people from a rural community might discuss whether or not to build wind turbines in the area. A public protest involves a march through the streets or a public gathering where people show their opposition or support for a certain issue or policy. During the 1960s and 1970s, huge public protests against the Vietnam War helped bring the war to an end. Chapter 6. Letter writing. Some people have their say about issues by writing letters. They may write letters to their local councillor or member of parliament to put across their point of view. They might write a letter to a newspaper in the hope that it is published and their view gets read by many people.
To the editor, I cannot believe that the government is thinking of expanding the Springfield Airport. Residents who live near the airport already put up with a great deal of noise. An expansion of the airport will increase the number of planes and therefore the amount of noise. A more logical solution would be to build an airport about the same size as Springfield Airport in Port Vale. That way, the noise and air pollution would be spread, and the people of Port Vale would not have to travel to Springfield to catch a plane. Yours sincerely, Bill O'Brien, Springfield.
Chapter 7. Talkback Radio. Talkback Radio gives everybody a chance to have their say. It allows members of the public to ring a radio station and present their view on air. Sometimes, politicians take questions from the public through the use of talkback radio. This is often the case at election time, when politicians want to present their views to the public and persuade people to vote for them.